Kia ora everyone and welcome to this Good Friday podcast. The cross has become a symbol of beauty. You can buy crosses in all varieties to wear around your neck or decorate your home. Crosses ordain most churches, and crosses on the exterior of churches makes their identity clear. But when you stop and think about it, the cross was a terrible instrument of torture and death. Crucifixion was originally invented by the Persians and then adopted by the Romans as the ultimate way of causing pain and suffering and a slow, painful death. To decorate our walls with an electric chair or wear a hangman's noose around our neck would be considered bad taste, to say the least. And yet, crosses have become acceptable, even beautiful in a way. It's become an object of beauty because of what was accomplished on it. It's become an object of beauty because of what Christ's death on the cross meant. Instead of a symbol of torture and painful death, it is now arguably known as the greatest symbol of love. Its form reminds us that Christ suffered through a slow, excruciating, humiliating death, so that we can have peace with God. That's love. That's so beautiful. Christ suffered on many levels. He was led out of the city. The place of execution was outside the city walls. It was called Golgotha, the place of the skull. To have been removed from the city of Jerusalem must have been the ultimate rejection for Jesus. Here he is not only being treated as a criminal, but as being led out of his own city by his own people. This was the city he had wept over. He suffered rejection from his own. The people who lived outside the city walls were lepers, people who were unclean, people who were rejects. That's how they were treating Jesus. Jesus' death outside that city was very significant. It was in keeping with the laws of sacrifice which governed the Day of Atonement. On that day, once a year, a goat was killed as a sin offering and was burnt outside the city walls in order that the sin and guilt of the people would be removed. Here we see Christ himself satisfying the legal requirements for a sin offering. On his arrival at the place of execution, Jesus was offered some wine mixed with gall or myrrh to drink. But we read that after tasting it, he refused to drink it. This drink was a sedative provided by a charitable organization. It was given to the criminal to provide some relief from the pain. And it was customary to give this drink to the criminal just prior to their execution. But it wasn't really an act of mercy. Rather, it was given to the criminal so the job of the Roman soldiers would be easier. It meant that they wouldn't have to struggle with someone who was violently resisting being nailed to a cross. It would make it easier for the soldiers to nail someone to a cross if the person was slightly dazed or unaware of what was going on. Jesus refused to drink this. Now, why would you do that, really? If it were me, I think I would take anything to lessen that kind of pain, or to give me some kind of escape, however temporary, from the horrendous circumstances. Jesus refused the drink. I think Jesus wanted to be fully present, to be fully aware of what was happening. He didn't want to have his senses dulled, for this was the moment he had come to earth for. His whole life had been leading up to this. He didn't want to miss it. He wanted to be fully in that moment, fully aware of its significance. So Jesus willingly suffered physically. The cross was a horrible yet a beautiful thing. What an incredible model Christ is for us. We would, for the most part, do whatever it takes to lessen pain. Ideally, we would try to avoid it altogether. Hey, I don't like pain. We don't like pain. Pain hurts. Pain is not nice. And given a choice, we usually choose to escape it. But here, we see one who is prepared to face pain and go through pain in order that God's plan be accomplished. Maybe there will be times in our own lives that God's plan is accomplished through pain. Are we prepared to go through something that's difficult in order that God's plan be accomplished? My experience that it's often through the difficult times that the most growth occurs. It's then that we are forced to dig deep. It's then we ask God the hard questions. It's then we find out who we really are and who God really is. Jesus suffered in many ways, emotionally, physically, spiritually. It must have been crushing for him to be rejected by his own people, whom he loved so intensely. It must have been agonizing to endure the ordeal of crucifixion with no pain relief, fully conscious. It must have been torturous to take on the sin of the world. It must have been heartbreaking because of that sin to find himself, for the first time, separated from God the Father, whom he had such a close relationship with. And yet, he put himself in a place where he would do that and feel every bit of it. Jesus suffered. Jesus suffered alone. And here's the amazing thing. Because he faced pain alone, we never have to.